Everyone, welcome to your podcast. Mike, welcome to your podcast.
Todd, welcome to your podcast. We're gonna wear that out, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We're gonna wear that out. But I'm glad to be back with everyone. And this every other week schedule. Actually, I get up pretty early here in Honolulu, and I walked in the office and I'm like, holy crap, it's your podcast day already again. So even though we're doing this every other week, it still comes around pretty fast. So
yeah, anyway, no matter what the schedule is, it always seems like it comes around fast for any podcast. So
yeah, that's true. But luckily we've got Mackenzie doing the Power Press podcast on opposite week. So don't forget, folks, there's always something to listen to and something fresh from the team. But today we've got really some, we kind of hinted at it on the last show and said it might be ready. But we've launched PowerPress Sites Deluxe. It's available. Woohoo!
Yeah. And, I promptly moved one of my podcasts over there, and it's up and running and going like gangbusters.
Yeah, me too. And what was amazing was I told Angelo, I said, let's update them. Let's move this one and this one. And he rang me back like 3 minutes later. He's okay, they're moved. I'm like, that quick? He says, yeah, they're done. I'm like, whoa. Yeah. So what? That is one thing, though, right now. We're watching the folks that are upgrading. We're watching that process to make sure it goes slick. I think he's about ready to fully automate it. But right now, he's manually, he's just running the script is what he's doing. So sure. I think he's ready to flip that switch and make them fully upgraded once he gets one or two more. So maybe later today. But I tell you, I'm excited about this because it really, it's in line with everything we've been wanting to do and basically having a product that grows with the podcaster. People getting started out, we give them that free basic WordPress site, and I actually had not seen the numbers on that. I've seen the list, but sometimes you see a list, it's multiple pages, you're like, okay, I'm really not counting here. And they pulled the test pages out that they'd been using for a while and said, this is how many sites are active, and we'd had a few that canceled. And I was like, whoa. So if you're a PowerPress basic user, you probably just got an email too. We sent out an upgrade, basically how to upgrade email. But Mike, why don't you talk just a little bit about what Deluxe, what the upgrade gives a basic user?
Yeah, so if you're already on basic, you've got one theme, you've got just a couple of plugins, and that's it. And which is good because it's nice and simple, and it'll always work. And all you have to worry about is your making your content, make a blog post, upload it. You're done. You don't have to worry about WordPress updates, all that. But what's added in Deluxe is the ability to map a domain to it. So when, you get your own .com or .biz or .whatever with all these new top-level domains, you can map that right to your site so that it doesn't have the word blueberry in the address. It's not a subdomain of blueberry like the basic sites are. The other thing is we've added a few templates, and we will probably be adding a few more. We've got pretty much all the basic WordPress templates plus our own template, and coming soon will be some child templates that go along with the PowerPress template. So a lot more design options as far as how you want your site to look. And we've got a slate of plugins, and we did a lot of research with a lot of podcasters to learn what the most important plugins to them would be for a website, and we've included most of those. So there's a lot more plugins available. And the big takeaway, though, is this is a pretty robust site. This site, is pretty much its equivalent or maybe even better than a virtual private server. As far as
speed-wise, it is way beyond that.
Yeah, it's a rocket, and you know that's what you want. You know, for SEO, for your branding, and everything else, you want it to be fast because Google indexes faster pages better, and it's dead simple. You don't have to worry about the updates. We take care of that, and we take care of all the security. We take care of caching, the whole nine yards. So, you know, the performance on these sites is way above anything you're going to get from a shared hosting plan and probably most VPS sites.
One thing that we wanted to make sure, too, is with the plugins, we kind of looked to cover each segment. We looked at social. We looked at all the like type of tools and utilities, and we tried to cover and basically take the best of all the recommendations. And we probably pulled maybe 20 longtime top WordPress users that had a podcast and said, okay, give me your list. What are you can't live without? And I think there was only one plugin that we couldn't include, and we found an alternate for it because the way it was implemented was it didn't work with our caching system. So one thing that we've done here is that we've tested these plugins too to make sure that nothing's going to break. So that's really the really important things. And and again, what Mike said is once you get plugins configured, which it really doesn't take much time on either one, on all of them, is you're still got this ability then to, have this rocket of a site, and at the same time, just focus on the content. You don't have to worry about upgrades, backups, all that stuff. We do it and we take care of it. So, but still it's, if you ever decide you want to leave, it's still got the ability, and that's the best part here. And this really what separates us largely from the majority of the rest of the competition is that you can take your stuff and go. You can take your database, you can take your domain, you can take your feed, and you can move shop if you so desire. But we think that this product is basically set it and forget it. And that allows you really to focus on your podcast and building your brand. And
that's the number one thing. It's your brand. You put your domain name on it and you own it. We're just hosting it for you. We're building the tools and keeping all the updates done, keeping it secure, keeping it fast. And you just have to worry about creating your content. And it's your brand. Your podcast.
And as we've said, providing the tools and getting the heck out of the way. I like using a different word instead of heck, but, try to keep the show PG-13 here. Well, anyway, that's it on PowerPress Podcast, PowerPress Sites Deluxe. Information about the rollout is on the PowerPressPodcast.com website. And, of course, you can go to blueberry.com and click more info. And really, to upgrade, all you do is you're going to be presented a new menu option in the checkout counter. So you just essentially go to, either you can start on the PowerPress Sites Deluxe or on the hosting page, and you log in to your Blueberry account. It'll show your current selections. It'll show you that you've got what hosting level you have. You reconfirm your hosting level, and then pick PowerPress Sites Deluxe and check out, and we'll get you upgraded. If you're on another hosting provider, and we're going to talk a little bit about some things that have been happening, some podcasters that may make you want to move. If you're with another WordPress hosting, we can move you. We can get you off one server and onto us. So there is the ability to migrate. And we can help you with that. The support team can. So definitely email support if you want to migrate your current WordPress site to basically Blueberry PowerPress Sites Deluxe.
Yeah, and that's your current site without, you know, the theme you're using. If it's one of the stock themes, you know, we can do that. But the themes, we're still not adding new ones at the moment.
Yeah, because we have to support those long term. And if your theme doesn't get updated, and then we're kind of like, well, we're up a creek and really without a paddle, we can't fix that.
Sure, sure. But, you know, as far as all your content, that we can definitely pull that over, and it's a pretty painless process. It took me all of about 30 minutes once the domain switched to get everything set up on my site, and it worked out well.
Nice. All right, Mike, did you know the MP3 is dead?
Well, that's funny, because I'm recording here, and this is going to be an MP3 when I'm done. I better change my idea.
Yeah, there's a big, you know, hoorah going around the space. It's kind of calmed down a little bit by now, but basically the patent run out by the people that did the MP3 licensing.
Yes.
So they said, oh, we're no longer licensing, and the MP3 format can go away. Well, they have some other patents for some other...
Yeah, they're formats. Yep.
So they, you know, they're just trying to make a, they're trying to cash in here, saying, "Hey, go, you know, we're not licensing anymore." But here's the basics. Don't worry, it's not going anywhere.
No, and what happened basically is the patent run out, and you know, just figure out, you know, the patent ran out on the wheel, you know, millions of years ago, but we're still using wheels. So same idea.
That's right.
Yeah,
good analogy. The wheel.
Yeah, you know, not really.
I wonder if they had a patent office back in those Stone Age days.
Yeah, I don't know. ask Fred Flintstone, I guess.
we're joking, here, of course.
But yeah, they just don't worry about it. MP3 is here for as long as it's useful. You know, it could happen in the future that you know, we find something that's better.
Yeah.
But for the time being, MP3 is the most compatible format for audio. AAC is almost there, but you know, MP3 still is the one that's most compatible.
And if it ever gets to the point where they do get rid of MP3, we'll just switch to AAC. It won't be a big deal. It's, you know, it's just a thing.
Yeah.
So, but it's not going anywhere, folks. Don't panic. Don't be going out buying software, making any plans. We're here for the long haul. So we've been getting a few emails, Mike, and they're kind of concerning. We just had a rash of them yesterday come in. Why don't you talk about some of the stuff that's going on with folks that are hosting their podcast on their current, you know, domain, or not domain register, but their current web hosting provider.
Yeah, one rather large web hosting provider, which I will not name, has been sending out notices to people that have been doing their podcast by uploading to their web server. And I think the main problem they're having is the amount of storage that they're using, but, you know, could be bandwidth as well. And it's just not a good idea. But, you know, they're getting these notices saying, hey, you need to get some of these MP3s off of here. And
well, they actually gave one guy 24 hours.
Yeah, they're not giving you a lot of time.
No, and you know, and it looked to me that it was more size, total amount of storage. But you know, he came back. One of the guys came back later and says, "Well, I didn't have as much storage as I thought I did." So I'm a little bit confused on why he got bounced. I'm looking into his traffic levels, and it wasn't that, you know, that overly significant. And so here, you know, here's the deal. You know, web host, you know, whether it, again, there are dime a dozen out there, but you know, let's face it, if you're hosting with DreamHost, GoDaddy, what's some of the other ones out there?
Bluehost. A lot of people on Bluehost.
Yeah, there's a lot of... So none of those groups have been safe. You know, we've had migrations from just about everyone. So you never know when the hammer's going to drop. So if you're hosting your media on your website. Now, again, this is self-serving because, you know, I'm in the business of media hosting, and I want you as a media customer. So you don't have to believe a word I'm saying here. So, but have a plan. If you are and you're currently doing self-hosting, the what goes around comes around will come around, because, you know, we see it every day here. And it, and sometimes what it does is it becomes just like this week, we're seeing a rash of them. Someone probably runs some script and they said, oh, here's a list of shows. And it may not have been just podcasters. It could have been people that had videos up and all kinds of other stuff. But they, you know, they mass sent out an email, say, you shall remove this media from the site within this amount of time, or we will, we'll take it down for you. So just be aware.
Yeah, it's you know, it's one of those things. A web host is meant to serve web pages. They're not meant to serve large amounts of media. And it's against most of their terms of service. If you read the, all the little fine print, that serving large amounts of media from your web host is not allowed.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether you come to Blueberry or go somewhere else, get it off of your web server. You know?
And if you're using PowerPress, that's seamless. You sign up for hosting and you go to the PowerPress migrate menu, and it's literally 1, 2, 3, and we can actually migrate you in a couple of hours. So
yeah, you just hit hit request migration, give it a couple hours to move it over, update your posts, and there's one little click for that, and you're done. You're done. You know, you can take all that media off your web server and make your web host happy.
If some of you have been hosting with us for a while and have media still stuck in a box someplace, you're going to have to email us if you've been with us longer than 30 days on the migration, and we can turn migration back on. But again, it's only for folks that are, you know, may have some media stuck somewhere else that want to move the rest of it back over onto our system. So we have at least one fan, Mike.
Yeah, we got an email from Becca. She was asking about, well, here, let me read it. It says, I'm enjoying the podcast and appreciate hearing your take on various subjects. You two mentioned attending the NAB show, which made me wonder, as I'm getting close to launching my first podcast, what podcast conferences out there would you recommend as a good place to learn and connect with others in the podcasting space for somebody totally new? So we came up with a little list here. Of ones that I know of, anyway.
And one thing that you can do, too, is, you know, Becca was curious about the, if any suggestions for finding other podcasters to connect with locally. Eventbrite, you can check your most major cities are having some sort of a podcast meetup, or you can go to meetup.com and kind of search around, too. Also, if you look at the podpod.com website and look under their events heading, you'll find some events as well. Not all the local ones are advertised over there, but there are a few that are available. Now, the big conference, the Mac Daddy, the kind of like the industry event is Podcast Movement, and that's August 23rd to 25th this year out in Los Angeles. I believe Orange County, actually.
Yeah, Anaheim.
But in Anaheim, yep. And if you decide you want to go to Podcast Movement, you need to get your tickets. I think the actual tickets went up in price yesterday. So they've increased a little bit. But we've got a 10% off code you can use by using the promo code Blueberry, BLUBRRY. So Podcast Movement is really about a 3-day event that brings all content creators to the event. And it's fantastic. You're going to want to put that on your list. And then there's a bunch of regional stuff, too. The PodFest that we attended in Florida, I believe in April, we'll have another event in 2018. And that was about 300 folks, mostly regional to Florida. But there was, you know, a lot of people that did come in from across the country. If you are a, if you have a faith-based podcast, and you go to the NRB convention, that definitely has some social / podcast type topics. It's not really dedicated at all, of course, to podcasting, but there are a fair number of podcasters that go to that. And Mike, there's a whole bunch of other regional stuff, but some other stuff that you found.
And that NRB convention, by the way, this year's in Opryland in Nashville, February 27th through the 2nd of March. Anyway, let's see. There's Word Camps and Pod Camps. Now, Pod Camps, not so many of those anymore, but there are a few around. I'll have a link in the show notes to the Pod Camp website there, so when somebody schedules one, it'll be there. But those are little regional, usually one-day events. Same thing with Word Camps. Now, that's not focused on podcasting, but since a lot of podcasters use WordPress, that's usually a good place to find them, and I'll have a link to those as well. And, of course, Todd mentioned the local meetups. Just a few I know of is there's one in Northeast Ohio around Cleveland. I'll have the link to that in there. There's one in Columbus, sponsored by Blueberry. That's the Ohio Podcasters Columbus Meetup. And
they had kind of a cool one last week. They did a podcast that basically does their events live, and they're storytellers. And it's kind of like acting out like a story, old time
radio.
Yeah, but with a comedy spin. So that was pretty neat at that meetup.
Yeah, I wished I could have been down there for that one, but couldn't. But maybe the next one. But there's just stuff all over the place. Like I said, check Eventbrite, check meetup.com. And I'll have, like I said, a few links in the show notes over at powerpresspodcast.com for various meetups.
And there usually is, there's a relatively new conference called Mid-Atlantic, and it's definitely a regional specific type event. And then I think there's one in Pittsburgh. So there are events. So, search your city name, podcast event, whatever city you live in, and you'll probably find a meetup. Again, there's dozens and dozens and dozens of these that are good to go. So
yeah, thanks. Thanks, Becca, for writing in your question. And if you want to write in a question, it's yourpodcast@blueberry.com.
Yep.
So okay. Tech related.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I've been having, the last couple of weeks, I've had some inordinate number of people having issues with MP3 encoding. And we talked about MP3 not being dead. Not only is it not dead, there's lots of ways of doing it, and some of them are wrong. So I just wanted to go over, what you need to do for your MP3 to make it, most compatible and, save yourself some bandwidth and space and whatever else. You just have to make sure that when you're encoding your MP3 that you do it at 44.1 kilohertz or 44,100 hertz. It means the same thing. And that's the sample rate. And you want to do it in either 128 kbps. That stands for 1,000 bods, kbods. And that's just a speed of the data. And you want to do it at 128 kbps in stereo, or you can do it in 64 kbps in mono. And make sure they're, it's always in constant bitrate. Don't use variable bitrate.
Yeah.
That will mess up all kinds of apps and make you sound like Mickey Mouse on some players, and it's not good. So, just make sure. And in the 64 mono, everybody thinks that mono, that's going to be less quality. No, mono, if we're just doing these, like Todd and I, we're just talking. We're not playing music. We're not doing anything special. All we want is intelligible audio. Mono is probably the best because it puts the same stuff in each channel. And it's half the size. It'll save you bandwidth if you're paying for bandwidth. It'll save you storage if you're paying for storage, which everybody should be. And it's it'll save your listeners. Most of them are on cell plans, so think about that. If you send them a 60 meg file versus a 30 meg file, well, you save them half the bandwidth, half the data on their cell plan. So, you know, it's good for everybody. And, you know, with 64 mono, the quality's the same, and it just comes down faster. So, you know, faster is better.
And you should do a sampling, you know, and see which one works best for you.
Yeah, I mean, if you're playing jazz music or classical music, you definitely want stereo.
So, you know, for my shows, I'll make a confession, podcaster confession here. I've been 128 kilobit stereo for a long time.
Yeah, and that's about 1 megabyte per minute, you know, as far as file size. And then, you know, 64 mono is half. You know, I think the last couple of these have been in stereo, but you probably can't tell the difference if we do stereo or mono. And that's the point, that, you know, you can cut down on your hosting bill. You know, if you're doing, excuse me, if you're doing half an hour, your file is going to be about 30 megabytes. If you do it in stereo, it's going to be about 15 if you do it in mono. And, you know, why not make it smaller if the quality is the same?
Yeah. One thing that we found is, you know, and this is typically a new podcaster mistake. We'll get an email or a support ticket. I'm out of storage. How come? This is ridiculous, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they've got one episode up, and we look at their account, and it's a WAV file. And they've uploaded this massive WAV file. WAV is not a podcasting format. It's a great master recording format.
Yeah, and, like, I'm recording right now in WAV, and I'll, you know, do the minimal editing that I do and convert it to an MP3 in post.
And I save all my masters, all my master files in WAV, and I put that on, you know, I've got, you know, 1,200 WAV recordings on my hard drive. You know, they do take up a little bit of space, but I've got those masters. Why I keep the WAV masters, I don't know, but some people just keep an MP3 master. And actually, in a confession, I keep both. But right. Again, MP3 is, you know, right now the most compatible, most popular format for podcasting.
Offline storage is cheap nowadays, so it's, you know, it's worth keeping the WAV, but don't upload it. That's not a podcast format. MP3 or AAC if you want. But MP3 is, like I said, the most compatible for now. So we'll see. In the future, it might be AAC, or it might be something totally new. You know, who knows?
Well, as we're wrapping up the show today, one thing that we want to do is to let you guys know that, you know, we're going to kind of continue to evolve this podcast, and we're going to, you know, start digging into some topics about branding and things you can do really to build your podcast, your brand, your IP, all those things that we have as core values here at Blueberry, and making sure that you understand why we think the way we do. And we can't, you know, really say that more often enough, that really we're here to provide you a set of tools and services and allow you again to build your podcast, your brand, your IP, and really, you know, get the heck out of the way, get those tools to you and get out of the way, and not do a bunch of advertising on your website with our player. And so, you know, that is the big delta here between us and many of the competition. Some of the competition tries to, you know, they do things that they introduce as a feature that, when I look at it as a feature, I'm like, that's just a lock-in tactic. And while we love to make business, like to make money, and be able to pay salary, of course, that's important for the team. I'm a podcaster first, and Mike is too.
Yep.
So we want to make sure your podcast succeeds and grows and builds an audience and is sustainable and meets the goals that you set forth, not the goals that I, or constrict goals that you may have by limiting the service options. So, anyway, that's just a little thing here at the end that I wanted to add. But, Mike, any final comments?
No, I think we've got it covered for this week. Check out PowerPress Sites Deluxe if you're tired of setting up plugins and updating everything and all that, and we'll take care of all that, and I think you'll enjoy the product.
And if you're interested in PowerPress Sites Pro, we want to hear from you as well. We know there's a few of you that want the extra features that Pro is going to offer, and if you have an interest there, really would appreciate you to drop us an email. Of course, again, your podcast at blueberry.com is the place to reach us. Mike, thanks for doing the recording and the post-producing on this.
Not a problem. I enjoy it. And like Todd said, we're podcasters first, and then we make the tools get out of your way. So, I enjoy this just because this is my hobby. This is, not this, but, my right. Podcasting is my hobby.
Right, right. Know,
and now my profession. So.
So, everyone, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time on your podcast. Take care.
All right. Have a great day, Todd.